Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 29th of December 2010. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full and see the photos and videos at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. So yesterday night, I spent the night in Edinburgh. It was touch and go if I would make it up to Edinburgh because of all the snow we've had, but yesterday a bit of a thaw started. So I wanted to book my room in advance, but didn't want to risk not getting there. So yesterday morning, when the decision was made to go, I went on the hotel's combined price comparison site. I use this site a lot when I'm looking for hotels because it quickly and easily compares prices from more than 30 different accommodation suppliers, including Late Rooms, Expedia, Last Minute. So it saves you the bother of going to lots of different sites, and it can find some really good deals. I managed to book a double room including breakfast at the Holiday Inn Express Edinburgh Waterfront. It's in Leith, Edinburgh's port, a mile and a half, a couple of miles from the city centre. The hotel's just across from the Ocean Terminal Shopping and Leisure Centre, which is home to the now retired Royal Yacht Britannia. I was happy with my room, a fair size as a double room, but it was actually a family room which had a sofa. So at Holiday Inn Express, up to 2 kids can stay and eat free with adults, normally just a room rate. And I think it would be rather cramped if there were 4 people in the room, but for 2 it was fine. The bed was very comfortable and there were different pillows, choose firm and soft. Now I'd recommend the Holiday Inn Express at Edinburgh Waterfront if you're coming to Edinburgh by car, because parking in Edinburgh city centre can be a bit of a headache. It's expensive. Not that many hotels have their own car parks. They usually charge if they do. And if your hotel doesn't have a car park, it can be hard to find a space close to your hotel. So if you're coming by car, there's free parking at the Holiday Inn Express Edinburgh Waterfront. As I've mentioned, with their family rooms, it's also good value for a family. I mean, if you're talking about £45-50 a night for a room, and you get a continental breakfast, which now includes some hot food, you now get sausages and scrambled eggs. So, quite a good deal if you're looking for a budget place. And there's a bus stop just outside the Holiday Inn Express Edinburgh Waterfront that 2 or 3 different buses come to, so you could be up to the city centre quite quickly, and even around Leith, that Ocean Terminal that I mentioned, and also just a few minutes walk at the water of Leith, there's a good selection of cafes and pubs and restaurants, so you don't necessarily always need to go to the city centre. Speaking of all the snowy weather we've been having, our sons were down in Berwick-upon-Tweed to spend Christmas with us, and on Boxing Day they had some fun with their dad snow sliding. They just sat down, had on plastic outer trousers because it was to keep them warm, but they were also good for keeping the bottoms dry while they just sat down and slid down the slope. So I was the official photographer. I didn't take part in any of it. But it was good fun, no equipment required, no sledges, no skis, no snowboard, and fun sliding down. Now, Andy wrote about the Tallinn, the Estonian capital, which is one of the European capitals of culture this year. Lot of different events on, and I'm keen to go to visit Tallinn in Estonia because Ryanair, the low-cost airline, have now started to fly there from Edinburgh, and I've seen some quite cheap flights, but as it's one of the Baltic states, I think I'll be hanging back until maybe go in the spring when it's a little bit warmer. And Inka has told us about Istanbul's Museum of Modern Art. There's a lot of historic art in Istanbul, but it's also worth seeing some of the modern art at the museum there. So thanks very much for listening to the Europe à la carte podcast, and I hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast in Audioboo or iTunes and that you'll become a regular listener. Goodbye.